So here we are with our intensive self-inquiry training, and it is an intensive. Intensive meaning it's a thorough, comprehensive training on the inquiry process itself. So what occurs is when you leave here this weekend, you will have the self-inquiry. You will have that. And that's what we're going to look at this weekend. What is it that takes us on that tangent, that takes us off the track of living the pure, absolute truth of who we are? What is that? We're going to look at that because that's a very important part of the inquiry itself, because you can have the inquiry and then that aspect, whatever that is in you that keeps you from really being who you are, comes up and you can't identify with it. You don't identify it. So it's got you. See, whatever you're conscious of, you're on top of. Whatever you're not conscious of, whatever it's there going on and you're like, what is that? You don't know, it's got you. So what is so beautiful about what Ramana has taught us and has shared with us, and I say taught, but it really isn't taught because it isn't a teaching. And what we share here isn't teaching anyone anything because we already have that. Whatever it is within us, that is whatever you want to call it. Awareness, consciousness, I am-ness, beingness, many, many names, even to that, which I think is a wonderful way to call it because you can't conceptualize that. That's only for you to know as your own direct experience. So what is beautiful here is that we don't teach you anything. We just create an environment in which what's already there can come forward, can come out, can blossom. But what's beautiful about this weekend is you make that distinction. You see what's real and what's not real. And in making that distinction, you now have your choice. Where do you want to give your attention? Where do you want to abide? In the terms, where do you want to sit? Do you want to sit in the unreality? That's that which really doesn't feel good. That which gets you into all kinds of trouble, and it certainly isn't real spiritual work sitting there. But making that choice to sit in the heart, to sit in the truth of who you are, the stillness, the silence. And in making that choice, you gain strength to remain in that. Now, it's not easy. We're not going to pretend to tell you that it's not easy, because that tendency is so strong to pull you outward. And who in your life right now is supporting you in sitting in the self? You might be able to count it on one hand if you can even count it there. And that's why we have a home. See, when you're practicing this teaching, it's not about you sometime in the future going to have this experience of who I really am when I've done all this good stuff, whatever the good stuff is. And that there's a me here and an it there sometime in the future while I'm practicing whatever the practice is. It's already being that right now. It's already being that right now. In this moment. It's the enlightened way of happiness now. Right now. Right now. Be it right now. And now whatever rises up to take you off, there's where you have your choice. You say, okay, now do I want to go there? Do I want to follow that? You know, wherever that's going to take me? Or do I want to stay here? So in this practice, there isn't a goal sometime in the future that you're going to reach to. It's about being that right now. And the self-inquiry gives you that opportunity to use as a tool to come back into that and to sit in the heart and keep your choice, keep your commitment, keep your resolve. Be vigilant with that.